Missouri Net News is presented by ACT Missouri, reminding parents your actions matter. Teach your kids the risks of underage drinking. For tips, visit actmissouri.org.
I'm Jason Taylor. Police in Lee's Summit near Kansas City are asking for the public's help to find a tip or video that will show them what led to a road rage murder. 24-year-old Cody Harder was stabbed alongside an interstate highway and killed Saturday evening. A St. Louis County resident faces 10 years in prison for stealing nearly $200,000 in tax refunds. 31-year-old Omar Jaber admitted in federal court yesterday to using the name and other identifying information of 42 different individual taxpayers without their knowledge or consent. Missouri House and Senate budget negotiators have made key recommendations in their first day of meetings to resolve differences in $28 billion budgets approved by both chambers. Brian Howsworth covered the first meeting.
The Missouri Conference Committee on Budget is recommending the House position on the foundation formula for K-12 education, which is record funding of $98 million. That was a top priority for the House Budget Committee Chairman Scott Fitzpatrick, who tells Capitol reporters Senate Appropriations Committee Chairman Dan Brown will also receive his top priority later this week. Budget negotiators have recommended the Senate position on state employee pay. Under the plan, state employees earning less than $70,000 would receive a $700 pay raise in January. Those making over $70,000 would receive 1%. About 14,000 state employees work in Cole County, making state government the largest employer in Jefferson City.
The Missouri Senate has passed a proposal that would mostly do away with the state's merit system of employment for state workers, meaning they could be let go at any time. Democrat Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur disapproves of the measure, saying it lowers the bargaining power of employees.
Our state employees, who are some of the lowest paid employees in the nation, need to be able to work together to collectively bargain.
Republicans say the merit system unfairly rewards lazy workers. A St. Louis gas station clerk accused of murdering a man who allegedly was trying to steal a $1 candy bar has pleaded guilty to a federal gun charge. 40-year-old Taleb Jaber has pleaded guilty of being an undocumented immigrant in possession of a firearm. Kansas City police say a child was taken to a hospital with life-threatening injuries after being hit by a car yesterday afternoon. KNBC reports the child was holding hands with a family member before darting into the street and being hit. President Trump has nominated a 30-year CIA veteran to head up the intelligence agency. Missouri U.S. Senator Roy Blunt tells Fox News people would have to really make things up to come up with a reason to not have Gina Haspel run the CIA.
Gina Haspel is the best prepared person ever to be nominated for this job. I think in the Oval Office, she would always be a fearless advocate for the facts.
Opponents say confirming Haspel would be the first time the U.S. Senate endorses someone with an operational role in controversial interrogation techniques like waterboarding. Her confirmation hearing is set for Wednesday. This is Missouri Net News.